Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
It's Rick Tittle.
All right, thank you so much for joining us here on Sports Byline USA, wherever you might happen to be listening. My name is Rick Tittle, and my customary time slot, 9 to noon Pacific time, M-F, for my show, which is called Titillating Sports. Get it? Got it? Good. I cover every sport, not because I'm so smart. It's just because I love sports talk, and I love sports, and I like talking about any sport that you would like. Do I claim to be an expert in everything? No, I don't even claim to be an expert in even one sport. I know more than others. I wish I would try to find somebody who's an expert in a sport. We're here, we have our opinions, and this is not a show for reporters. It's funny over the years when people say, you know, you're not a very good reporter or journalist. I've never claimed to be a reporter or a journalist per se. I am a talk show host. Now, I have written for newspapers in the past. Latest one was a soccer one, and that still was an opinion column. Even when I wrote for my college newspaper as the sports editor, I had an opinion column. I got an opinion on stuff, and you do too, and I'd like to hear from you. I try to keep it lighthearted, and we'll do it together at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Lots to talk about. The NBA season is over. The Lakers have won. Surprise, surprise. NFL, some crazy upsets yesterday, one including my team. We also have baseball playoffs and the Rays drawing first blood. And unfortunately, the passing of another great Hall of Famer, one of my childhood heroes. Well, I should say I was a little bit older when I was a real little kid. We always liked him because he was so unique, but he played for the Reds, who we hated, but then he ended up playing for the Giants and the A's. That's Joe Morgan, very sad, died at the age of 77. We'll talk about that as well. The number to call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. A big shout-out to our troops listening on the American Forces Radio Network. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room 1 is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room 2 are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-200-5818. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible. Without debt consolidation or bankruptcy, we depend on your success and offer a guarantee so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-200-5818. That's 1-800-200-5818. 1-800-200-5818.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
All right, thank you, and welcome back to the show. How was your weekend? Rick Tittle with you. And I'd love to hear from you if you'd like to chime in. And I got a chance to be on a broadcast crew for 1 year with Joe Morgan. I didn't hang out with him. He was at the stadium, and I was a technical director in TV. It was about 25 years ago. Got to serve him coffee one time when I was a valet parker at a country club when I was in high school. We'll get to Joe Morgan, but let's go to those phone lines and let's start off with Christian, who is in Houston, where Joe Morgan started his professional career. How you doing, Christian?
I'm doing all right, Mr. Tittle. How are you?
Not too shabby, considering everything. What's going on?
Well, first of all, I couldn't help you hear and talk. I mean, I couldn't help but hear you talking about Joe Morgan. You know, may he rest in peace. Obviously, his legacy is carrying on through the RBI program, which helped with baseball and inner cities. But to be quite honest, when you think of the name Joe Morgan, and I promise I'll get to other questions as this call pertains, but when you think of Joe Morgan, what type of legacy do you think that Joe, you know, carried out throughout his baseball career, aside from being an eight-time All-Star, two-time World Series champ, member of the Big Red Machine in the 70s and all that?
Well, a lot of things come to mind. First and foremost is when I was a little kid and we were playing Little League, Joe Morgan, who was taught by Nellie Fox to keep his elbow in, so he would flap that elbow against his side, and it was like a kind of like a duck move, and we used to laugh at that. But you know, a guy who was 5'7" to be that great of a player. But then I think about him as as a broadcaster, and of course he was with John Miller for over 20 years on Sunday Night Baseball, and he was a guy who was very confident. He used the word I a lot. I remember when he his last team he signed with was the A's, and he was coming back to Oakland where he was a star at Castlemont High School, and he said, "I can't believe I get to wear the green and gold," and then he cried, and he cried pretty hard too, and that was the first time in my life I ever heard the term green and gold.
I never knew the A's were called that.
He also tried to buy the A's when Wally Haas was selling them with him, Andy Dolich, and this guy George Zimmer, who ran this place called the Men's Warehouse. But they lost out to Ken Hoffman and Steve Schott. I wish he would have bought it. And then I remember in the 90s when he was a broadcaster, he was at an airport and people thought he was carrying drugs, and so the cops like kicked him in the back and threw him on the ground, and then they found out he was Joe Morgan, and they said, "Oh, sorry," and he got nearly $1 million for that. I mean, he could go on and on. Oh, and then just a few years ago, what, 2-3 years ago, he wrote that letter begging all Hall of Fame voters to not let any steroid people in because he saw that Bonds and Clemens were getting more and more votes. So a lot of stuff there.
Yeah, but, I mean, come to think of it, when it came down to him signing that last MLB contract with the A's, you know, you would probably have to think he never thought he would play for his hometown club, knowing that he played all those years as a member of the Astros / Colt 45, so as a member of the Reds.
No, you're right. Now, he's... You know, he probably, and the thing was, I also remember, I got to throw this in too. I mean, Giants fans, one of their favorite moments before they went on this World Series run, before they didn't have any World Series titles in San Francisco, one of their most favorite moments was Candlestick Park on the last day of the season, knocking the Dodgers out of the playoffs with his home run and Tommy Lasorda, like, having a heart attack over that. I mean, that was another one there.
Wasn't that back in, like, 1980 or something?
That sounds about right, yeah.
I see. But, still, I have a couple other questions to get to. First of all, what were your thoughts about the Texans getting their first win of the season yesterday with Romeo Crennel as the new headmaster of the team? And second of all, with the Lakers winning their 17th title in franchise history, tying themselves with the Celtics last night, is it too early to talk about another title for Anthony Davis and LeBron James?
No, I don't think so. Take your second question first, because I think when we heard that Unibrow was going to go to the Lakers, that was sort of like when KD went to the Warriors, everyone just assumed that there wouldn't even be a season because it was going to be so easy for them. I wouldn't say easy, but yeah, I don't think it's too early if they're still the class of the NBA. As far as your Texans go, I picked them to win that game. They were at home against the Jags, and I figured that there'd be a little bit of a rallying point, and I know it was close till the fourth quarter, but they ended up winning pretty easily. What do you think about that?
To be honest, I really didn't care about the game. I'm just glad that they won. I mean, I know that makes me sound like I'm a Fairweather fan or something, but still, I'm just glad that they won so that I can, you know, at least breathe easy knowing that the Texans at least won a game and they're not having to go all fire sale like the Falcons did with Dan Quinn, I guess, under 24 hours ago.
Now, I should throw this in, too. We're doing a whole show here in a segment, but what do you think about your Stros being down 1-0 in that series? Do you care? I mean, if obviously it's a best of 7.
Obviously, I care because it's my hometown team. I mean, I'm going to defend that plateau until I'm buried 6 feet under. Well, it would have to be 5.5 feet because I'm, well, 5'4", but still. I'm just happy. I mean, I understand that the Astros lost. It's only one game. They'll get over it today. Well, later today, 1:07 p.m. Pacific, out in San Diego. But still, they'll get over it. hopefully they'll win this game, and hopefully they'll at least make this series decent so we wouldn't have to hear the likes of Ben Maller go on a firestorm, basically bashing the team. Of course, Ben Maller being a part of FSR.
Yeah, that's right. I used to be... At one point, I think we were affiliated with that same network. Lance McCullers Jr. on the bump versus your old pal Charlie Morton, huh?
That's going to be a fun matchup. Even though it's going to be hard to try not to root for Morton because, of course, he did win a World Series with the Astros, but it's going to be...
Yeah, but you see him in that other hat, you'll forget pretty quick.
Yep. But all in all, I just hope that the Astros can actually make this series decent and then go on to shut all the haters up by winning another World Series.
All right, Christian. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on as always. And I'll talk to you on social media until then, at Rick Tittle.
All right. Thank you for that. And the lines are open. And as you can see, whatever you want to ask, I'm here for you. But there's a lot of topics we need to get to today. And you can participate not only with the number 1-800-878-PLAY. You can write me an email, rick@sportsbyline.com. You can go on the Twitter, at Rick Tittle as well. All right, so we'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on the show. See you in a second.
Anders geben, diesem Land hab ich Treue geschworen, bin geboren in der Pfalz. Ich lieb dich nun mal, jeden Berg, jedes Tal, Heimatland, du mein schönes Pfälzerland.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right. Thank you for that. And the lines are available. What you got? I said, what you got at 1-800-878-PLAY. Now, as I was sort of alluding to with Christian, Joe Morgan was a guy who was, obviously very, 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 very popular guy nationally, but also locally as well. Giants fans love him. A's fans love him. And you know, he came at the very, very end of his career. That's something that Sandy Alderson would do a lot, and Billy Bean does it as well, and that is to take guys when they're kind of washed up because they're cheap and you can extend their career. And he did it with Ron Say and Davey Lopes and Joe Morgan. I mean, you just sort of name a guy. It's like, can I have one more year? And they're like, sure, come on down. But a guy who, you know, as I said, I remember one time, people can, we'll always accuse him of being very conceited. And I wouldn't say he was conceited. I just think that he was proud of his accomplishments, and everything he did for the team. You know, he wasn't an I guy. Although he said I a lot when his broadcast, and that was the thing about like how many times can Joe Morgan say the word I in those Sunday night baseball games? And when he was with Sports Channel, excuse me, I worked those broadcasts as well because I did Giants and A's, but he was just trying to give his opinion. And he goes, well, when I did it, I did this. And I remember one time, the only time I can remember where I thought, geez Louise, Joe, was when he talked about how he had the ability to slow down time and that all good hitters do. Because I think the one of the other announcers said, well, how could he pick up the spin? And he goes, well, if you're a good hitter, you have the ability to slow down time and you can see the laces and you can see the spin. And he didn't literally mean H.G. Wells or something. He just meant that they had a great eye is what he meant. But some people are like, oh my gosh, he's so in love with himself. he's also, as I mentioned, he was a member of the Mira Vista Country Club, which is now called the Berkeley Country Club, which is not in Berkeley. It's in El Cerrito. But the first job I ever had in my life was my older brother did it. So he got me the job when I was 16. Was to be a valet parker and a busboy, which I would do on Friday nights when I was in high school. And I did it for about 3 months until I realized I didn't want to do it anymore. But yeah, it's funny with these rich people would throw you their keys and the park. And I remember one time this guy got out and he threw me his keys. He goes, do you know about Volvos? I was like, yeah. He goes, oh, okay. And he left. I thought he meant, had I heard of a Volvo? Because I got in and I could not find where to put the key. The ignition was on the floor in between the two front seats. That's where you put the key. And it only took me about 10 minutes to find that. It was always good when you got a guy who was either really drunk, he would tip, or you got a guy like a really lame dude, but with like a girl, and then he would try to impress the girl. And so instead of giving us a dollar, he would give us $5. And I remember one time this guy was super drunk and he was coming out to get his car at the end of the night, and he gave me a 20. And, you know, a 20 back then was, it was better than now. Let's just say that. But also, I had to put on this little captain's vest and a bow tie, and there were these huge, huge trays in the dining facility where everyone was eating, and they would pile all the empty plates and glasses, and then we had to carry it to the kitchen, but you couldn't just pick it up with both sides like you normally would. You had to go underneath and put your hand flat facing up and then carry it with one hand on your shoulder, which was just asking for a disaster. Luckily, I never dropped it. But I remember going back into the kitchen, and we had this chef who was from China, and the way he made the potato salad, and he made it like in this 40-gallon drum, and when he stirred it, he used his bare arm. So he rolled up his sleeve, he put the entire length of his arm all the way down the bottom of the barrel, and he started twisting the potato salad around, and then he'd pull it out, and his whole bare arm was covered with potato salad. And that's when I realized that I never, ever, ever, ever want to look behind that door, that kitchen door. I just don't want to see what's going on in there. But I remember one time, whenever Joe Morgan was in, we'd be like, it's Joe Morgan, it's Joe Morgan. And we were like, I want that table, I want that table, just to pick up his empty plates. But I remember one time I was walking by and he just grabbed me. He goes, hey, can I have some more Sanka? I was like, sure. So I got him a pot of coffee, and that was a huge thing. I remember telling my mom and dad, and my older brother was jealous. I'm like, oh, I served coffee to Joe Morgan, and they're like, well, wow, that's so cool, because he was a big star. And Joe Morgan also had his celebrity golf tournament at the Mira Vista Country Club in El Cerrito, and it was also a big thrill when we had all these TV cameras come, and they actually set up a live feed that went on Wide World of Sports on ABC that day from Mira Vista. And the reason why, it's because Steve Garvey was going to the Padres, and it was breaking news, and Steve Garvey was at his former teammate, former All-Star teammate in the National League, but he was going to the Padres, so this was 83, I guess. I don't know. But they had the news trucks there, and I remember Steve Garvey went on TV, and it said live from El Cerrito, and we were like, oh, wow, it's national. We were a little more fascinated by these things in those days. So anyway, that's just, you know, my dealings with Joe Morgan is, you know, being part of the broadcast crew, but like I said, he was at the stadium. I was back in San Francisco in our studios, the Master Control. But he was, you know, a pretty iconic guy. And then any tournaments, golf tournaments, you always saw Joe. He became a really good tennis player too. So he was always trying to play tennis. I don't know if Ron ever played him in tennis or not back in the day, if he did or not, because there's actually a picture of Ron Barr with Geraldo Rivera after playing tennis with like their arms around each other. And I think they have their shirts off. It's kind of weird. But anyway, Joe was a part of that great, great, not just baseball, but sports legacy of Oakland High School, Oakland Public High School. I'm not even counting Bishop O'Dowd or St. Joseph's or some of these other schools that have put out so many great athletes, just the public high schools. And Paul Brecky Meisner, who's been on the show, and he wrote Home Field Advantage, is a great book. And it just talked about not just Kurt Flood and Veda Pinson, but, you know, Casey Jones and Bill Russell and Jackie Jensen and all these great Olympians. And just, you know, outside of hockey, Oakland Public Schools just You could make like a who's who of American sports from the Oakland Public Schools. It's insane. And one of those names, of course. Oh, yeah. Ricky Henderson. I don't want to forget him. But you know, Joe Morgan, I was just looking this morning after I heard he had passed away, and the New York Times said a native of Bonham, Texas. Well, he was born there. He moved to Oakland when he was 8 years old, and that's where he grew up. So he was. I think there's a difference between. I mean, technically they're right. He was a native of Bonham, Texas, but it's like, you know, Ricky Henderson was born on Christmas Day in, what was it, 1958 or something. Anyway, he was born in Chicago, but he grew up in Illinois. One of my best friends, who was born in the Philippines, but he, because his parents were on a Protestant mission at the time. Whatever. I digress. Joe Morgan. He had the all-time record for homers when he retired. He had, what, 5 gold gloves, as Christian mentioned, the Big Red Machine in 1975-76. And he's just regarded as one of the greatest second basemen of all time. Sparky Anderson called him the smartest baseball player he ever coached. And I could completely... Ever managed, I should say, but I can completely see that point as well, because you have to be a great thinker. I just think nowadays, I mean, that's basically Jose Altuve size, and he was better than Altuve, because Altuve is a great player, but he, the gold gloves, I think, really shine. So, and man, you just talk about Whitey Ford and Tom Seaver and Lou Brock and Bob Gibson. The Hall of Fame is getting hit hard right now. All right, we'll take a quick break. Your call's available, 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we'll give you this barbershop quartet who'll sing the name of the perfect hire.
Vince Lundy.
Okay, there's no quartet. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Listen up, sports bettors. This is Rick Tittle here to tell you about my favorite sports book, and that's BetUS. Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get down your bets. I only endorse one sports book, and that is BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Well, BetUS is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the biz. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, entertainment, and all kinds of crazy prop bets and futures. Call today at 1-800-MY-BET-US. That's 1-800-MY-BET-US. Or go to BetUS.com and fill out your information. It only takes a minute. And when you get to the How'd You Hear About Us box, type in Rick Tittle, and you get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. 25 years in the biz, best bonuses, BetUS.com or 800-MY-BETUS.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780.
855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room 1 is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room 2 are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
You spent over a decade in the Middle East, and I just wanted to say that I'm a great fan of your work.
Well, thank you very much.
Don't interrupt me, please. Thank you. What did I just say? Do you know who I am?
You must be crazy. Use a DOG. And if you was my man, I would have been kicked you out of my house by now. This is what had happened.
This is what had happened. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. 1-800-878-PLAY. To be a part of the proceedings. 1-800-878-7529. So let's just get to the NBA. The Lakers win it, and a lot of people think that the Lakers, you know, the haters will say, "Oh, this wasn't really a real season." Yeah, it was. This was a real season, and it was tough. And it's funny because it was the Greek Freak himself who said that this should be regarded as one of the toughest of all time. And that's why you can say that, you know, everything that they've been through, and as Christian said, 17 titles tying the Celtics now. But if you think that all that they've been through, I think that this might be one of their sweetest of all time. I mean, think about this. Dwight Howard is now an NBA champion. But you think about the guys who were so shredded, like Rob Pelinka and Frank Vogel. Why would he want to go there? You think about the criticism that Jeannie Buss had, and this is 10 years after the Lakers' last championship. It's 7 years since her father, Dr. Jerry Buss, passed away. And then, of course, the Kobe and Gigi Bryant and the others on the helicopter, that terrible tragedy. And winning it for the Black Mamba. I mean, it was, look, I hate the Lakers. They're the only NBA team that I truly despise, but, you know, they deserved it. They were the best team. There's no doubt. And it's funny because they're probably going to get better next year. You know, Christian said, do you think they'll keep going? And yeah. And think about this. Too. I saw Sam Quinn mention the name Shane Battier. Now, why would he mention that name? Well, he talked about the Heat 10 years ago had no depth beyond their big three, James, Wade, and Bosch. And all the other guys on the team were basically minimum player salaries. And when the finals rolled around, you saw that lack of support. And, I mean, if you think about it, only Mario Chalmers and Udonis Haslem averaged 5 points a game when they lost to the Mavs. And you think, well, that's just naturally what happens in the formation of a super team. And we kind of saw it with the Warriors. You had to like take some of these guys like the Leandro Barbosas of the world, but the Warriors were still able to keep a little bit of money to throw to Sean Livingston and throw to Andre Iguodala. But by the time James joined the Heat, most of the available free agents in 2010 had signed somewhere else. And even if they didn't have any money left. So the Battier analogy, the Heat didn't have a championship caliber team. They got those guys, and then they did have one. Well, the Lakers right now are champions. And they built it under some of those same constraints that the Heat were under. Remember how long Kawhi Leonard kept everyone waiting in that free agency class last year? That they're actually ready to use all their cap space on him. And so they had to wait and wait and wait. And so the Lakers, if you think about having $9.3 million in that first season, they're going to have even more next year as well. If you think about, now we'll see if they go after a Marcus Morris or a Montrezl Harrell or someone like that if he wants to cross town as well. But the best case scenario the Lakers can have right now, they could offer somebody 4 years around $40 million. They could actually bring in another player of repute. But what people like to do, and some people say it's just natural. It's not natural for me. I find it very unnatural, and I guess the laws of nature, is that people always want to say, okay, is LeBron the best now or what? It's sort of like with Tom Brady. And when Brady won the last Super Bowl, you had to admit he was the greatest of all time. I still think Joe Montana was better. I still think a lot of players were better. Well, not a lot. A few were better. But he has the most Super Bowl victories. It's like Terry Bradshaw has 4 Super Bowl rings. Does anybody talk about Terry Bradshaw as one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time? Crickets? Crickets? Anybody outside of Newcastle or Youngstown, Pennsylvania? Slippery Rock? Anybody? College Station? No. But with Brady, he just had that aura about him. Now, I don't need to compare and contrast. It's like LeBron and... LeBron and Jordan play different positions in different eras. That's true. But I thought it was interesting, the thought that Michael Jordan could be defined by who he beat, and LeBron James could be defined by the teammates that he lifted up. And that doesn't mean he makes his teammates better. That's one thing that always killed me about Laker fans in the 80s and the 90s. Magic makes his teammates better. Like, get better on your own. Or if someone, they want to criticize him, he doesn't make his teammates better. That's his job. But as I just said, Dwight Howard is an NBA champion. Do you know how unlikely that scenario was? He was viewed as one of the most toxic teammates in the whole league. His hometown Atlanta Hawks dumped him 1 year into a $70 million contract. Then he went to Charlotte and got cut. Kobe Bryant openly himself questioned Dwight Howard's commitment to winning back in the day. He could not fix him in Los Angeles. James Harden could not fix him in Houston. Now, do you say LeBron James fixed him? Well, I mean, Howard had so little value that when he was mentioned for the Warriors, we all panicked. And 5 years earlier, you say Dwight Howard on the Warriors, we would have fallen all over each other to go to the airport to pick him up and drive him to the Coliseum. But the Lakers didn't even go after Howard. They went after DeMarcus Cousins. And DeMarcus Cousins tore his ACL, the poor guy, again. By the way, does DeMarcus Cousins get a ring? So Howard comes in because they were desperate. I mean, if you think about these guys that were poison that LeBron has lifted up, you could talk about the Birdman. I mean, this was a guy who the Nuggets cut in the middle of a criminal investigation, of which he was later cleared. But this is a guy who had tattoos all the way up his neck. He's just disgusting to look at. And that's just a fact, okay? He made himself that way. He's a beautiful person. No, he's disgusting to look at, in my opinion. Or maybe you think he's gorgeous and you think I'm ugly. That's fine. But he took him and made him a champion. Model citizen on that Heat team 7 years ago. You think about J.R. Smith, who had fallen so far that when the Cavs got Iman Shumpert from the Knicks, the stipulation was, you have to take this bum off of our hands. And he became the starting two guard on a team that won a championship, much to my chagrin. So you could say maybe that's LeBron's our secret superpower. He may not be able to win championships with just anybody, but he can make anyone a champion. He made Matthew Dellavedova a champion. And if you think about over the past decade, there have been almost 30 players that have spent two complete seasons from training camp through the playoffs on LeBron's team. And they run the gamut from those stars we talked about to guys like Joel Anthony and Dexter Pittman. As a group, they only have one thing in common, and that is LeBron got them a ring. You say it's a team effort, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it is, and he needed Tristan Thompson, and he needed, obviously, Kyrie Irving in Cleveland. But he still got them rings. And he did it in three different cities for different coaches, different co-stars, different opponents. He dragged those mediocre/crappy players over the top of the hill. And it's the whole bring me your tired, your huddled masses, your wretched refuse, your flat earthers, and I'll drag you over the hill. And it does denote a degree of sacrifice both ways. I mean, Bosch said that it was extremely difficult and frustrating to play with LeBron. And not because he hugged the ball, but he said he forced players to conform to his style. Now, yeah, there are some teams you're like, I'm the man. No, you're not. Remember, what did LeBron do? The first thing he did this offseason, you know, his first season with the Lakers was a disaster. And then he got hurt, and then he got rested, even though they weren't going to the playoffs. What did he do? He said, we're having a camp. We're all going to Vegas. We're having a camp? Yes, we're having a camp. Who's not going to show up? You think Quinn Cook's not going to show up to that? I mean, think about Alex Caruso, an undrafted point guard who the only way he's in the league is off his savvy and his basketball intelligence. And LeBron weaponized that guy. Frank Vogel did. Whatever. If you want to develop immediate chemistry with James, get him the ball. But get him the ball and get open and do what he wants you to do. Dwayne Wade was able to do that and still be a star. So I think it's a fascinating dichotomy with Jordan, because I said, who did he beat? He beat the mailman, Stockton, Reggie Miller. He beat Barkley. He beat Patrick Ewing. Right? Now you can say, well, James beat Steph and KD and Kawhi. Still, it's just a different type of thing. I think that's sort of the difference in that. But you know, I just mentioned some lousy players. And people think Dwight Howard's a Hall of Famer. And if he is on that stage at Springfield, Mass someday to go into the Hall of Fame, this will probably be the first thing he will bring up. So, like I said, I'm a huge LeBron admirer because I've seen him dominate in person. I said, with a big frown on my face, I've seen him do it. I've been at press conferences with LeBron, and he yelled at Mark Schwartz and pointed right at me because I was sitting behind him. I guess it wasn't really at me. But anyway, I'm a big admirer of his talent, and some of these scrubs that will walk around with a ring the rest of their lives because they were on a team with LeBron James. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back.
Thank you. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. Again, that's 800-516-2499. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Tatel is going to go to the air. He's back to pass. He throws deep to the end zone. Batted up in the air. Intercepted by Dan Connors. It was a deflection hit into the air by Willie Brown. And Connors came down with a pass. And the Raiders stopped the Chargers without six, without even three on that drive.
Cares about anything else when you've got Rick Tittle on the radio.
Oh, I know. By the way, before we go to the second hour here, and in the second hour, we will have Columbus Short. Columbus Short has a new book, very talented actor, singer, dancer, rapper. Well, back in my TV days, we had this celebrity golf tournament at Harding, and you know, Joe Morgan was there. A lot of people were there. Bill Russell was not an easy guy to deal with. Very curmudgeonly, but whatever. He's one of the greatest centers of all time. But Bill Russell said he would only go if my station got him a limo, take him to him from the golf course. So they did. Limo picked him up, brought him there. And then my buddy who was working the tournament said that the limo driver sat in the car for like 6 hours because they golfed and then they had like a little awards dinner. Sat in the car for 6 hours, and this was before cell phones, And Bill Russell came out, and there was Joe Morgan, and they started talking. And then Bill Russell walked away, and he yelled to the limo driver, "You can go. Joe's going to give me a ride home." The limo driver was so full of rage, just rage. He insisted on the limo. He goes, "Joe, give me a ride home." Laugh about it now. If I was the limo driver, I'd probably still be mad at him. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Another couple hours. Come on back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is going to be a long, contentious week. I would just ask one thing of the committee. To the extent possible, let's make it respectful. Let's make it challenging. Let's remember the world is watching.
Chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Republican from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham. As senators continue to make their opening statements in the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett, Democrats on the committee, including Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, are warning that the conservative Barrett would get rid of Obamacare.
Most importantly, health care coverage for millions of Americans is at stake with this nomination.
President Trump has signed into law the Not Invisible Act and Savannah's Act, two bills that address the issue of murdered and missing indigenous women. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Residents of the Gulf Coast say they've become numb to the number of storms forcing them to scramble.
Residents spent the weekend cleaning up new damage after Hurricane Delta roared into the storm-battered region Friday. Even though Delta made landfall as a Category 2 storm, the area was hit by Laura, a Cat 4 storm, at the end of August. To make matters worse, insurance companies have nailed residents the last couple of years by raising the cost of insurance, making it difficult for them to cover everyday cost of living and keep their property protected. The area depends on fishing tourism. Between COVID restrictions and several storms this season, some are wondering if coastal living is worth it. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she always felt safe despite a recent plot to kidnap her. On CBS's Face the Nation, Whitmer praising the Michigan State Police for the job they do protecting her. The men charged in the plot are also accused of trying to overthrow the government and start a civil war. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
There will be no in-person Columbus Day Parade in New York City this year. The Columbus Heritage Foundation, which plans the event, announced the decision in a video posted to its website and YouTube channel on Friday, saying this was due to the coronavirus pandemic. In recent years, a collection of cities and states have chosen to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous People Day, including Minnesota, Vermont, and San Francisco. As far as what people get wrong about Christopher Columbus, Dr. Robert Royal tells Fox News,
"Look, if your kids have gone to public schools for the past couple of decades, the two phrases they probably learned about Columbus is one, that he was a genocidal maniac, which of course no historian really believes, or that he was worse than Hitler. Now, Hitler killed 40 million people and then actually did try a genocide against the Jews. He killed 6 million Jews in Europe. So these comparisons are ridiculous, but they have been part of our educational system for decades. And that's one of the reasons why these young people, you see them stomping on statues of Christopher Columbus, because, and I don't even blame them, because they've been taught that he's some sort of monster."
Lakers star LeBron James is a 2020 NBA Finals Most Valuable Player. King James finished with 28 points, 14 rebounds, and 10 assists in the series-clinching Game 6 win over the Heat in Orlando. James has now won a title with all three teams he played for, the Lakers, Cavaliers, and Heat. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine.
Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. We got another couple hours with you, and the lines are open, 1-800-878-PLAY. I would never run for politics, mostly because I'm not interested, but also because the people that come out of the woodwork, like, whatever your opinion on Amy Coney Barrett is, that's your opinion, and you're entitled to it. I saw a headline saying, "I went to the same Catholic all-girls high school as Amy Coney Barrett, and I hope she's not confirmed." That's fine. But can you imagine someone just writing an article about, "I went to high school with you, and this is the same guy that took a turd in the sink," or something? Kind of saw that with the Kavanaugh thing, you know, with his frat stories. I'm the exact same age as that Kavanaugh guy, and these stories of these parties, like, I never went to any parties like that. Goodness gracious. There's always going to be somebody going, "Nope. Just imagine if I ran for office. That guy, let me tell you about the time that Rick," and I'd be like, no, don't tell anybody about it. The big skeleton. But it's just embarrassing. I think it's funny that somebody who said, "I went to the same Catholic all-girls school as her." Oh my gosh, let's give you a national forum. You know? And that's fine, whatever you think about religion. My dad said that when Kennedy was elected, of course, our only Roman Catholic president, but that when Kennedy was elected, at least openly Roman Catholic, that everyone thought that he would do whatever the Pope told him to. That Catholics are beholden to the Pope and we must do what he says at all times. And my dad was at work and he said, "I just heard on the news that the Pope had packed his bags and he's heading to Washington, D.C. His co-workers and, "My gosh, you're kidding? He really is?" I'm like, "You believe me?" I'm like, "He really coming?" I'm like, "No." But that's how much people are like, "Oh my gosh, the Pope is going to run the United States." You'd like to think whatever any religion is, or even if you don't even have a religion, You wouldn't do these things? All right. You know what I'll do? Stick to sports, man. Stick to sports. All right, I'll stick to sports. Come back.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
If your home service business is not at the top of Google Maps, winningreviews.com is here to help. You need to be careful when working on your Google My Business profile, which is what shows up on Google Maps. One mistake, and you'll be on page two. Winningreviews.com offers a workshop to teach you how to get to the top of Google Maps. Don't let your competition have that top spot. Check out winningreviews.com and get to the top of Google Maps. Go to winningreviews.com. That's winningreviews.com.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
Hey, check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle.
Check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. 1-800-878-PLAY. As I mentioned, there were a lot of upsets in the National Football League yesterday. And maybe the most shocking of all, well, it had to be the most shocking of all from some shockers, was the fact that the Raiders went into Arrowhead and won for the first time in 8 years. And we'll get to that in a second. But let's go to Sin City, where we got Frank listening on KSHP Vegas. What's up, man?
I've just happened to be channel surfing on the radio, Sports Byline. Was it yesterday? Maybe Saturday? And I heard a voice. Hark, I said. Lo and behold, it was your voice. And you were pandering.
Oh, you got a majestic rerun?
You were pandering. You were a $2 working girl with a capital H. I couldn't believe it. You were selling a sports book. How many rosemaries do you do after you do that commercial break? Hello?
Oh, you're talking about betus.com?
Yes.
I don't consider that satanic, so I do no novenas, I do no Hail Marys, I do no rosaries. I first worked with BetUS about 20 years ago, actually, in some form or another when they were offshore. I got no qualms against that one. And believe me, I have turned down stuff. I'm not that much of a advertising endorsement whore.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I was taken aback. I was in shock when I never even heard of BetUSA. And there I said, so
Bet
this
US.
Is...
BetUS, not USA, BetUS.
BetUS, so this is what a pandemic can even bring the great Tittle down to his knees to get some revenue, I thought to myself. Wow, but I got wrong. You did business 20 years ago. I started with you in 07. Yeah. So I fall 7 years short of a generation of Tittle.
Well, I was thinking when BetUS came back, I said, you know what, this pandemic has brought me to my knees and I don't have two pennies to rub together and I despise everything about betting. So let me go ahead and grit my teeth and close my eyes and swallow this horse pill. Now, they're good, they're reputable. And plus, they gave me $250 and Dominic $250 to play around with.
Oh, you actually do you still have the $250?
I have $150 on futures, which won't come true. But I like betting big. I mean, I like betting small to win big. So I like long shots. I don't like betting more than I would win. And I don't like just winning my money back, like playing cards.
I recall that. Speaking of winning, we have a mini menu today. Give me the play now. We've got football tonight and we've got baseball today.
Take Charlie Morton against his old team.
Okay. And that's your only play?
I also say that I got no feeling on the Braves and the Dodgers. Football-wise, let me see if I had to pick. Remember, we're going to have Tuesday night football as well. Michael Thomas is not going to play. I think the Saints are laying a touchdown.
If you want to release early a Tuesday play, you remember, you do know, between now and kickoff tomorrow, a major injury could mystically appear. And the key player that could tip the scales.
And Kahutek and Halley's Comet could hit the earth again, too, but...
Sun may not come up tomorrow either.
That's true, because, you know, it revolves around us, as we know.
That's correct. Don't forget that.
That's all I got, Charlie Moore. I'll take the Rays tonight. Go up 2-0.
Over Houston. Okay. Well, you know, but besides Verlander's model wife, his arm isn't what it used to be anymore. Is that safe to say?
Well, he had to have Tommy John. So, I mean, remember this was a guy who threw 98 in the eighth inning. I mean, he was Mr. Velocity. That's why he was the second overall pick by Detroit out of Old Dominion back in the day.
Okay. Well, anyway, so I'm gonna have to look into it's U.S. Bet. Is that correct?
Oh my gosh, 0-3. Bet U.S. Just think of Bet Us.
Bet us. And you give it your blessing, mind you.
I do. So. I give it my blessing. And there are a million things, probably more literally than a million things you can bet on. You can bet on people playing Madden. I mean, you can do anything.
Any prediction of this pandemic relenting like the swine flu that infected 60 million Americans under one President Hussein's watch, mind you?
It's just, I love how presidents take credit for things they have nothing to do with and then they get blamed for things. Look, a pandemic's a pandemic. I got no predictions, Frank. What do you want?
I want it all, baby. I want it all. I'm out of here. Good day. I said good day, sir.
Thanks for the call, Frank. Let's go to Manhattan where Raider fan Charlie, what the hell was that all about yesterday, buddy?
Rick, did you feed the Raiders defense Red Bulls before the game or something? I'm still speechless. I mean, I'm speechless with you now. I mean, I don't know, being in my early 50s now, I don't get overly jazzed about these games anymore. If they win or lose, I keep everything in perspective. You know, we're in a zombie apocalypse, blah, blah, blah. But when he picked off Mahomes' pass and returned it to about the 5-yard line, I screamed so loud. I said they can win this game. I still didn't wasn't I even when they were up 40 to 32 and Carr was taking a knee, I still wasn't sure they were going to win the game. but listen, Carr, listen, we're in the same camp about Carr, but he played, other than that interception, he played a great game. I thought he played really well. I didn't like that play at all on that third and one, but irregardless, I thought Carr played a great game. Their defense, they seemed to, without having to blitz too much, pressure Mahomes, making him run a lot, chasing him out of the pocket. The defense, and especially the second half, they kept them scoreless until they scored the final touchdown. There was one point where I think they forced them to punt 3 times in a row. I don't know if you give more credit to the Raider defense or do you say, well, Mahomes was just off. But no, I'm going to give credit to them. I mean, Cleylon Farrell played I saw his jersey a lot. You know, it was
amazing to me, Charlie, that our 4-man rush was able to maybe not get a lot of sacks, but to make Mahomes run around, which mostly meant that their receivers were being covered. It's crazy. Guys like Lawson stepped up, Nixon stepped up, and as you mentioned, Heath with a big pick. I mean, it was crazy how these scrubs stepped up.
Yeah, I mean, and then immediately once the game is over, I'm saying, well, why couldn't they do this before? And I expect them to do it again now in 2 weeks. They got a week off. They can rest up for Brady's a statue back there. Switch subjects. Did you see the Dak Prescott injury? Terrible.
Yeah, I saw that, and that was that's too bad, because when you see a guy, I mean, I saw that once in college too, in the same pile I was in, the linebacker at the bottom had his foot facing the wrong way. It's just horrible.
I mean, I had shades of Joe Theismann, not as bad, but because once the Raider game was over, it was the it was Giants, so I flipped it on. It was a close game, and when I saw it, you can't answer. It's a medical question, but why wasn't he screaming, or was he just in shock? Like, it was a compound fracture. It was because that's initially I looked. I said, my initial reaction. Oh, his shoe fell off. Like I didn't think anything was wrong. I just thought, he pulled his foot out of his shoe. And then I looked again. I said, oh, no, that's not supposed to be doing that. But he just sat there.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think you're right. I think it's half shock and it's half these are some of the toughest customers in the business. And when he cried leaving the field, he wasn't crying out of pain. I think he was just crying, no, that he was looking at a good year on the shelf.
I know, listen, Dallas is not in worse shape. They have Dalton as backup, but Prescott was having such a great season, and I hope he has a full recovery. But anyway, that's all I got, Rick. A great win for the Raiders, great signature win. I'm going to Kansas City and put up 40 points on them, and to be able to move the ball like they did. And next time you go to karaoke with Gruden, tell him to use Ruggs more. Get Ruggs involved. That guy is he can be turned into a they drafted him for this reason. I mean, a world class speed, and that first catch was a great catch in traffic. Anyway, that's all I got, Rick. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for the call, Charlie. I appreciate it. Yeah, I've got more to say about that. And the lines are available as we go to break here. 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
Tittle always goes commando.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. How did your team do? Charlie was mentioning about the Raider game. There were a lot of monkeys to get off the back there. The number one thing I think needs to be said about that game, which not a lot of people mentioned, if anyone outside of me, was that they didn't go back in a snowstorm. Arrowhead, we just automatically assume it's going to be snow on the field and 3 degrees and a wind chill of minus 40. It was actually 80 to 90 degrees during the game. So that helps, especially when you look at Derek Carr's record. When the temperature drops below 40, I think it is, he's never won. It's also the classic, absolute classic case of underestimating an opponent. And I remember when the Steelers were Super Bowl champs, they came to the Coliseum, and the Raiders had nobody on their team. I mean, just no one. They stunk. And the Steelers lost. And it was a classic case of, well, we don't really have to prepare for that team. I mean, come on. And so the Chiefs, thinking about beating the Ravens and whatever game they were looking at, whatever was on their mind, they definitely thought that this was an automatic win. There's no doubt. It was complete complacency. I think that had to be the worst game of Mahomes' professional existence. Probably played a worse one in college or high school. But, I mean, give me a break. He was behind receivers. And even it wasn't even his bad. I mean, the whole team was lethargic. And then they got to the point where they kind of looked in the mirror and they thought, well, we need to turn it on. Now, here's the thing. Last year, it's hard to believe this. This is actually true. Last year, the Texans were up on the Chiefs 24-0 in the playoffs. And the Chiefs won 51-31. So 24 points, they laugh at a 24-point deficit. When the Raiders were up 16, because Carlson had missed the PAT, which may be MAD. But when they were up 16, I thought, you know, this team needs to turn on. But Mahomes would go out there, and they were kind of like, I guess it didn't work. Flat, flat, flat. And Andy Reid was getting furious. Andy Reid, by the way, had this perforated plastic screen that he had in front of his face, which is great if you're, you know, working on model battleships and you don't want to get glue in your eyes, but it's not very good for the aerosol of pandemic viruses. I mean, who in the world thought that was acceptable? Somebody told me that they're forced to wear one of those for their jobs, and they cannot believe how much spit actually does come out of your mouth until you look at the screen. But Andy Reid was having a baby over it with his non-protective mask, and Derek Carr has thrown, as Charlie mentioned, one bad pick, and it was kind of an ugly pick. It sailed. One interception in five games, and everyone that was stupid on Twitter, Carr's hot garbage, bench him, I can't take it anymore, I won't watch anymore as long as Carr's there, he's the worst, he sucks. Like, so once again, I ask, you want Nate Peterman? Because that's the choice right now, Nate Peterman. I just think about how fast these things can change. Look, and I'll get to the Niners later, but look at the Niners. I mean, Garoppolo's ankle wasn't 100%. He got benched. Nick Mullins last week was not only on the team, he was the starting quarterback, the National Football Conference champion, San Francisco 49ers. Do we use that term? NFC champs. Yesterday, he was inactive. They wouldn't even let him dress. So think about how fast these things can change. And I know Carr's frustrating at times, and I know he's very childlike, and I know he's emotional, and I know he's, you know, Mr. Christian, married with kids, and a stand-up guy, and always fired up, so he's an easy target. But the alternative is so horrifying. And the alternative would be DeShone Kizer, or Nate Peterman, or the other schmucks they've had backing him up over the years. Mike Glennon, for Pete's sake, couldn't even take a snap. But these are the same people who scream for Tui, Marcus Tuiasosopo to come in. For one pick in five games. Now, if the Raiders want to be taken seriously as a playoff team, these are the type of wins you have to have. Now, they won their first two, and then they lost their next two to pretty good teams. And you kind of think, well, all right, well, the Raiders are a middle-of-the-pack team. They can't be taken seriously for the Super Bowl. They're no longer a laughing stock. They're not a scrub team. Well, Kansas City still thought they were a scrub team, and who knew? I mean, this to me was so automatic that the Raiders were going to be 2-3 this morning. I'm sure it was for everyone else. And, you know, I actually tweeted out, I go, I think this is one of these games where the Chiefs have 40 at halftime, but I hope I'm wrong. And some guy tweeted back at me, I hope I'm right. And he had his MGM Grand betting slip where he was going to bet, I think, 600 on the Chiefs to cover and win 300. Well, what were they getting, like two touchdowns by kickoff? I'm sorry, but actually I'm not sorry. This just shows you, you should never bet more than you can win. What fun is that? And you'd think, wow, that's $300 free just sitting right there for me. I give them my 600 to hold for 3 hours, and they give me 900 back. What's wrong with that? Well, what's wrong with that is that you blew it. And also, I guess you don't believe in the old thing of called the sports jinx, that you tweet out your betting slip. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Well, you lost, Holmes, and I don't feel sorry for you because it's few and far between. Now, my friend Gat, you know her, Gracie Terrell, from Sprott's Take, so I've had on for Royals and Chiefs. Actually forgot to have her on last week. Sorry, Gat. But she texted me after the game and just said two words, hate you. And then I wrote, LOL, you're the champs, give us this. And she said, well, for you, this was the Raiders' Super Bowl. And I wrote, sad but true. And it is. It's sort of like the A's. Our World Series was beating the Chicago White Sox this season, right? That was the A's World Series. We got through the first round. Yay. Well, the good news is that the season ain't over. The Raiders are 3-2. Can you build off it? I guess Paul Gunther, according to Twitter, gets to keep his job for another week. The four-man rush worked. Although I still have no idea what that Littleton guy does, except never know where to stand. Do I go here? Do I go there? But it was a very, very savory victory, one to be savored because it was so savorious, Don King. All right, when we come back, we'll talk to the highly talented Columbus Short. His new autobiography is coming out, and we'll do that next on Sports Byline.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming? Sorry, we'll book solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
It doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.